This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can you kill your husband and still inherit his property? This case involved a Tennessee woman who was convicted of first-degree murder of her second husband. David and Ranella were married back in 1993. He came into the marriage with one daughter, and she entered it with two. 10 years later, David was killed by a gunshot wound to the head, and Ranella was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. David's daughter, Cynthia, sued Ranella to make sure she could never inherit her father's property, which should now go to Cynthia. But Ranella argued she still had the right to appeal, so the property inheritance issues should not be foreclosed. The court noted parenthetically that Ranella had also been charged with the murder of her first husband as well. The court that first heard the case ruled for Cynthia, but the Tennessee Court of Appeals reversed, stating Ranella's conviction was not yet final. So Ranella could have her conviction reversed and her right to inherit reinstated. That would give her the resources with which to find husband number three. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.